You see.
Go ahead, all yours.
So I'm just going to say a prayer and just ask God to help me get centered and to help me just carry the message, whatever that is that he wants me to share. And, thank you, God, for bringing me here. And I love you. Anyway, so yeah, gosh, what a perfect time for me to share, just because I just celebrated 21 years of sobriety and being clean from alcohol and drugs, and been able to have, it's just kind of phenomenal that I wish you guys knew who I was then, but just so you could know what a miracle it is. It's a miracle. And I suffered from this disease for decades, not knowing what I was suffering from. And one of the things I love about the BBA that I don't think I quite understood until I did the BBA was actually what I was suffering from. I just, you know, I heard it was a disease. I heard there was a physical allergy. I heard there was a mental obsession, a spiritual malady, but I don't think that I was able to. I had great recovery, I'd say, for the first 10 years, but I don't think that I was able to articulate or clearly connect the dots. You know, I knew I needed help. I knew I was there for a reason. And I knew that I couldn't pick up again. And I knew I was pretty clear on what would happen if I did, because it was so bad when I got here that I couldn't even imagine how it could have been any worse. And so, you know, I had all that knowledge and that information, but it wasn't until the BBA, and I had worked the steps in multiple ways before I came to the BBA. I don't think that I really got it in my innermost being what I was suffering from. And so, you know, although I knew that I was gravely affected by this disease, and that a miracle had happened, that I wasn't in my disease anymore. Having a understanding of really what I was suffering from was phenomenal for me, because it helped me understand that it wasn't, you know, I think one of the biggest gifts was that it wasn't about self-will. You know, it wasn't about me being able to muster up enough strength or fortitude to be able to get myself to a place where I could stop. And the way that I found that was that I didn't get free from compulsive overeating until 10 years into my recovery when I came to the BBA. And, you know, I got struck clean and sober through a divine act of God. God stepped into my life, you know, when I first got clean and sober and spoke to me and just lifted the alcohol addiction and the drug addiction, but the compulsive overeating remained. And the bulimia, and I had suffered from both for all my life, you know, and I just kept thinking in my recovery, I kept thinking, you know, I know I'm growing. I know I'm changing, and everything in my life was changing on the outside as well. So I just couldn't understand, you know, why am I still stuck in this compulsive overeating and the bulimia? And boy, I tried, you know, I was a good student. I did what people suggested. I was all in. I was all in for my recovery. I did not want to go back. And so I was all in, and I, you know, I would jump through hoops. If you told me what to do, I would do it. And I did what a lot of people told me what to do. And, you know, sometimes I would kind of scratch my head and think like, you know, I don't think that's it, but I was willing to try anyway. You know, people would ask me about, you know, my past and my parents and, you know, and ask me questions like, why don't you just stop? Or, you know, why don't you try weighing and measuring, or, you know, putting your hands under your seat, you know, or just all these kind of like self-willed type things. And I was down. I was willing to try them all. And I did. I tried them all as hard as I could. And at the end of the day, or at the end of the week, or at the end of the month, I would find myself back in it, back in the food and back in the, you know, head in the toilet, throwing up and just, you know, feeling defeated so many times, like, gosh, what is wrong with me? Why can't I get this? You know, and especially having had a great miracle, you know, of getting clean and sober, I didn't understand. And I remember many, I remember one night in particular, you know, just trying so hard to do everything right, you know, everything people had shared with me and trying to follow that plan, you know, perfectly. And it didn't work. And it was like, I was just like so defeated, you know. And then I remember just scratching my head and thinking, what am I doing wrong, God? I don't get it. And I remember something that one person said to me, and she had like had more hope in me getting free from the compulsive overeating and the bulimia than anybody else. And she had suffered from it as well. And she had something that somebody said to her that made her stop. And so I thought, God, what am I not hearing or what am I not listening to? And she was the worst person that I knew who suffered from exactly what I did and had recovered. And so she was like my lifeline, you know, and she would say, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. And it was year after year that she would say that. And finally, like after the 10th year, she said, have you got it yet? And I'm like, you know, I felt like with my tail between my leg, no, not yet. And she said, and she was scratching her head. And I knew that she thought I was a hopeless case. And I was a hopeless case. And I remember she said, well, I guess it's going to be in God's time, you know? And it's so funny how profound that was, you know? And I thought, maybe it will be in God's time. And, you know, looking back in hindsight, it was absolutely in God's time. And I don't think I would have been ready a moment before, and I wouldn't know what I know now. And I wouldn't have the message that I have today, is that it's not about self-reliance. And it's just not about self-reliance. It's not about trying harder, doing better, crossing your T's, dotting your I's, filling in the right blanks, having the right answers, having the right food plan, eating, weighing, and measuring. It's not about any of that. Those are all great tips, great tools, great aids to help us beef up our program, but they were not the meat and the potatoes of the program for me. It was a spiritual solution and a spiritual salvation that only a spiritual awakening could produce, an act of God. And it took me those 10 years to try every single human possibility there was. And I mean, doctors and therapists and sponsors and programs, and you add to the list ad infinitum, and not a single one of them worked, until I got to the BBA and found out that only a spiritual solution would work. And, you know, I still look and I think about what a miracle that was for me to hear that, you know, to be taken to a way of going through the work that was going to bring me to what was blocking me, and to bring me to the power that could do what no one could for me, you know. And I remember one time thinking, like, what a lonely place to be on the whole earth, in the whole universe. And I remember like thinking of me standing on that earth and looking around, and I'm sure it was my higher power, a vision of looking around the whole world and all the people on the whole earth, and not one of them could help me. Not one of them could do it for me, you know, not one of them could give it to me. And it really kind of like helped cement the case for me that it had to be an act of God and nothing else, because nothing else worked. And what a great, you know, it was painful getting there, but in hindsight, to be able to look back, it's just like, yes, oh my God, thank you. Yes. I don't have any delusions. I don't have any, you know, anything like that anymore. I know that it was going to take a miracle. It was going to be in God's time. And the miracle happened. When the window came, I jumped like nobody's business into it, and have never looked back. And I've been able to have, over a decade of freedom from the compulsive overeating and the bulimia as well. And the beauty for me was that, you know, when I was introduced to the BBA and understood the gravity of, you know, my first step problem, it was like, I got it. You know, I really got it. The BBA, the way that we look at it, really helped me understand that no human power could solve the problems that I was suffering from. And it wasn't a matter of self-will and me not trying hard enough. And I'm always so grateful, because, you know, that's a heavy load to have to carry, to try to think that it's me, you know, and that I'm not pulling it off. And I suffered from that for a lifetime, actually, you know, of, oh gosh, it must be something wrong that I'm doing. And it wasn't that. It was from a disease that I was suffering from that I couldn't cure. And so I'm eternally grateful not to have to carry that weight on my shoulders anymore, and to tell people who are trying to carry that weight on their shoulders that perhaps there's a better way and a solution that will work for them if self-will and self-reliance doesn't work. And I found that when I worked at BBA, I found that, you know, really going into that step two in a way that I'd never, gosh, it wasn't for not trying. It was just that I didn't understand. I didn't understand that it was not going to be anything I did, you know, and that, that breaking away of self. And I wouldn't even say it was like pride or ego self. It was just, I was trying my hardest, you know, that breaking away of that delusion that I would ever be able to try hard enough to make it work was like, oh my God, it was like a light came on. And it was like this freedom came in. It's like, Carol, you don't have to try anymore because it's going to be God. And that just like, it opened my eyes. It opened my heart. It opened my breath way. I could breathe, and it took the weight of the world up off my shoulders that I've been carrying for so long. And it just set my feet on a ground that I'd never been on before or never knew I was on before. And just opened up my whole life and my whole recovery. And I knew that it would be an act of God. And I just, had made that decision, that third step decision many times. And I made it again. And I meant it with all my heart, and then got to do the beautiful four-step inventory and just see what was blocking me. And I saw what was blocking me. I saw that I was holding on for dear life to my self-reliant ways. And that was manifesting in all kinds of resentments and frustrations and fear. And man, was that powerful to be able to see that truth that I hadn't been able to see before that. I could not see the forest for the trees. I didn't know that I was in self-reliance. I didn't know that I was scared to death to trust God in this area of my life. I had a lot of fears of what might happen if I let go of the control that I thought I had that was actually blocking me off from God. But I was willing, you know, I was willing. I knew that I couldn't move from where I was anywhere further unless I did. And that was all I really had to see, was that if I stayed the way that I was, holding on to the self-reliance that I was holding on with the death grip, you know, holding on to that self-reliance with the death grip, you know, and just my hands were literally atrophied, you know, around the control that I thought I had. And I knew I would need a miracle for that too. And it was like, God just showed me, this is what's blocking you. You are the one that's blocking you. And it wasn't about anything else anymore. You know, all those things that are so important, but it wasn't about them. It wasn't about, you know, how my mom raised me or how my dad raised me or how I was mistreated or this or that, or the education I had or that, you know, all that stuff. It wasn't about any of that anymore. It brought that fourth step really brought me to the root, which was me. What was blocking me was me. And I saw, and it was like, it was such a good, beautiful thing to see, you know, like, oh, Carol, it's you. You're holding on for dear life. And God is so good. You know, he's just so good. And it's like, I felt really like that, you know, the part where we talk about the father and the child, I really felt like this loving father came into my life and grabbed me and held me until I was so comfortable and so like, just knew that I was so supported in a way that I don't know that I'd ever known before. And I was able to let go. And fall into the hands of my loving God. And, you know, my nightmares didn't happen. All of the things that I was so afraid of, I thought, you know, if I let go of that control, I was going to be like my mom, who was over, you know, 300, 400 pounds. And if I let go of that control, my life would be a nightmare, you know, and none of those fearful delusions came true. Not a single one of them came true. And everything that I thought would happen didn't happen. And things I could never have imagined happened. And God just ushered me. There's a saying from someone who I respect a lot, who just says, the thing that we think will kill us, the thing that we fear the most, is actually the loving hand of God. And that's what I found when I walked through those fears and was able to do that fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh step. I really found the loving hand of God. And was ushered into a reality that I'd never known, and a freedom that I still am blown away. You know, I'm just like, I never knew I could eat, you know, I mean, I just never knew I could have a freedom to enjoy life and food and meals it's freedom. That's the only thing I can call it, is freedom. And, you know, it wasn't about all the things that I tried before. It wasn't about me getting all the, you know, just having so much measured out and weighed out. And I know that's so helpful for a lot of people, and I would definitely do that, but it wasn't about that anymore. God restored me to a way of a sanity that I'd never known when it came to food and to body and to all of that. It's just like he restored me to sanity. And what a miracle that is. Does it mean I don't have challenges? No, it doesn't mean that. Does it mean that I don't have to, you know, work in my recovery? No, it doesn't mean that. I have to do my part. And it's an honor to be able to do that, because being out there, that was hard work. Being in recovery and doing the work, it's still work, but it's phenomenal work. It's work that pays off in dividends and gold and just so much. And so, you know, I'm still all in, you know, because I know there's so many other areas of my life where God can take me further than I've ever imagined before, you know. I know that what I saw in that very beginning when I began the BBA and was able to see self-reliance, I know there's other areas of self-reliance where there's still that frightened little girl still holding on, because she's so scared of what might happen if she lets go of control. And I know there's just areas in my life where I can't see that still, but I know that it's there. And so this process is just phenomenal, because it encourages me to always continue to grow, to work through this process, to seek God in every area of my life, so that I can really be the woman that I want to be, the woman that I want to be and that I was always afraid to be, and the woman that I know God knows that I can be, because God created me. And I guess it's just great to be here. You know, it's great to be here. And this morning in my meditation, I was praying and I was just asking God, what's your will for me? And what I heard clearly this morning was just, let your light shine, Carol. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know how I'm going to do that today. I'm working from home. So it's just so wonderful to be here and to think, yeah, thank you, God. That's what a great job, right? I don't have to jump through hoops, cross my T's or dot my I's. All I have to do is be myself and let my light shine. And that's powerful. I have a son also who celebrated his 21st birthday on the same day that I celebrate my sobriety date. So that just shows you where my life was before my higher power stepped in. Me and him were just sitting down the other day thinking, you know, of how different our lives could be if it wasn't for the magnificent, wonder-working power of an awesome God that we didn't know at the beginning, but we know now, and just the miraculous things that a higher power can do in our lives when we come humble, broken, and willing. Whoever knew that would be the ticket, right? Whoever knew that that would be the ticket to the best life ever? Well, I didn't know then, but I know now, and I'm so glad to be here with you guys, and I love you.
Thanks, Carol. That was great. Thanks for stepping up and shining your light. That was wonderful. I'm going to stop the recording.